Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard. All right.
Here's the show.
Hello.
Oh my god. Let's hear okay. Zaddy Amanda radio voice.
Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your Zaddy Amanda. And to my left I have Co-Zaddy.
Ashley Perez. You always take my Co-Zaddy line.
Sorry. And to my left I have
Co-Zaddy Ashley Perez.
And I'm your step-zaddy, Kirsten King.
Stop it.
Say it differently.
Say it right.
How do I say it?
Say it in a zaddy way, not
and
in a
I'm
creepy...
I'm your step-zaddy.
No.
That's worse. And I'm your step-zaddy. And I'm your step-zaddy.
Yeah, there.
Now I'm your step-zaddy.
No!
Veto. Anyways, I'm Kirsten.
That's a great show. Anyways, I'm Kirsten.
Cool. So we're here for a very special episode of Queer AF, where we are just going to write fan fiction on this episode. We're not going to try to do both like we did last time.
Yeah, a lot of you guys requested episodes where we just write fan fiction on the spot, so we figured we would listen to you.
How novel. You listen to us, we're listening to you.
It's crazy. It's like communication. All right, so we got some suggestions, although a lot of our suggestions disappeared on the hashtag for some reason. But we have some suggestions that when you guys use the hashtag QueerAF writes.
So I can read some of those. Golden Ship TV says, I would love a Cheryl and Tony Riverdale Choni. Okay, sorry. Fanfic on another planet.
That's hard because I'm not super caught up on the Choni.
Yeah, I'm
also
behind.
I know who it is, but I don't know that much about their characters.
Same too. I'm going to see if I can find the rest of our hashtags on Queer.
I think Kirsten, this is going to be for you. After seeing the after seeing the con pics.
Je ne sais.
That's not French. It is.
Je ne sais.
Je ne sais pas is French.
Je ne sais. I don't know.
Yo no sé is Spanish and je ne sais is
je
French.
Ne sais.
But you have to say je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas.
Kidding, really.
Je ne sais pas. Bonjour, je ne sais pas.
I really want Annette Miller says they really want a Kay Stew and Kate Blanchett story. It can be anywhere. And any scenario.
I love
just
that
need it
so much.
I feel like it's gotta be because it's okay. Con. I feel like it's gotta be.
Yeah. Even though this episode is technically gonna come out a month from now.
That's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Another one which I really like is Kristen Bell. Sorry, this is Ruby Shoes. Says Kristen Bell and Amelia Clark are on the Titanic. It's sinking and they have one last thing to do before they try and squeeze on that door together.
And can I just say the pictures are truly incredible.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how to do show notes, but we should try and put this in the show notes.
I think that Ashley might like this one. Sarah Shahi and Camila Cabello backstage at a Taylor Swift concert. Although I don't know
who
if you
is
know.
Do you guys know who Sarah Shahi is?
She's on Person of Interest. She was also Carmen on The L Word.
Oh yeah.
Listen up. Though. I might just have to make it Taylor and Camila. When you said that, I was like,
oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
see them on Friday. So
here's a dirt pairing for Amanda from Bethany.
What's a dirt pairing?
Dirt, goddamn it. In the dirt.
Pomona
Sprout and Minerva McGonagall. For Awkward Holland. Please make this happen.
Wait, that's funny. Wait, you just scrolled past the weirdest pairing I've ever seen.
Okay, Vivi says, I really think that Awkward Holland can get a Kylie Jenner, Hailee Steinfeld fic on the topic. No one knows we even know each other and they can't find out because it'll be the end of our career.
Ooh, I do kind of like that.
That's interesting.
I don't know Kylie that well.
That's a really good rom-com.
We don't know any of these people.
Well, but like, I
Kylie,
feel like,
the most famous person.
I don't know how she speaks that well to be able to confidently write.
It's like, hey, LOL. LOL, I can't.
She just
I'm
had
famous.
A baby with Travis Scott.
Oh, she's a mother now. Not too weird. No offense against moms.
Mothers can be sexual too.
Is it? It's Kendall, right? Kendall's the
and social media.
Is Kendall the youngest or is Kylie the youngest?
No, Kylie's the youngest, but Kendall's gay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay. Kendall's not gay.
Again, birth order.
This is not.
This is welcome to Ashley's conspiracy theories of who is gay. I'll give you guys a full list later.
Can I just make up my own?
Do you guys have one to think you want to do?
I don't know which one I want to do. I either want to do Taylor Swift and Camila Cabello, or maybe Emilia Clarke and Kristen Bell in the Titanic.
That one's good too.
But it's so hard to picture Titanic without Rose and Jack.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy for me.
I think I want to do Kristen, even though I'm not like a big K-Stew stan. I think I want to do Kristen Stewart and Cate Blanchett, just because those looks they were giving each other at cons.
So I read on Tumblr that people think it's a cop-out when there's a fanfic that's in the first person. So since this is just an all fanfic episode, I think we should try really hard to just write it in third person.
Oh my god. I did that last time, so...
I'm so bad at writing in third person.
Well, we're gonna do it this time.
But I guess I'm gonna stretch.
We're gonna strive. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Okay, so third person, we want them to be probably a little longer.
Okay.
I haven't chosen yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What do you want to do?
I haven't chosen. Did I choose?
Oh, I'm so sorry. The way you said that was so funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Who are you going to do?
I think I'm going to do Taylor Swift and Camila Cabello, because as you know, they're also part of two other ships, Cameron and Kaylor.
So
it intrigues me, the idea of them being together.
Okay, I think that I put this off from last time, but somebody made a really good suggestion of Hayley Kiyoko, and then remember somebody said the mystery blonde girl?
Oh, yeah, from the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
and then
mystery?
Someone actually sent us the videos from that.
Wait, I didn't see the video. Oh, is that what you sent me, Amanda?
I don't know.
Someone
sent me a swaggy video of Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh, but she was giving a lap dance to somebody.
So who's mystery blonde girl?
Apparently she saw a blonde girl at a concert and was like, said to the audience, like, the blonde girl in the middle, like, give, or tweeted at her, like, tweeted the blonde girl in the middle, like, give me your number or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then what happened? You guys are both leaving.
I don't know. I don't think they're together.
That we know.
But maybe in Amanda's fanfic they will be.
Or I could do Hayley Kiyoko and Dominique Provost-Chokley.
Are you just making up your own pairings?
No,
I like Hayley Kiyoko and the blonde girl from the concert.
Yeah.
Hayley Kiyoko and the blonde girl.
Because mystery blonde girl is kind of cool. Like, maybe they see... When do they see each other again? How are you going
to
make it happen?
You want her to be.
I kind of want to choose a
celebrity.
So what's
yours?
I'm doing Cate Blanchett and Kristen Stewart.
At cons. And then I'm going to do Taylor and Camila after their concert is done, because Camila's opening for Taylor. And then when are you doing... you're doing Hayley and who?
Somebody suggested Dominique Provost-Chokley.
Okay, where are you going to set this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't
oh, my God. Give her anything else.
No, but let's figure it out now so we're not sitting here for 35 minutes. Okay, where would they
be? It
could
be on the set of Wynonna Earp.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Hayley Kiyoko is guest starring.
Yeah.
On Wynonna Earp.
Cool. Yeah, and with Dominique.
Okay. And where is your set?
I feel so weird about this.
Mine is set after Taylor and Camila's concert ends.
Okay.
Backstage.
And mine is set at cons. Cans. Cons. However you say it.
For the record, somebody did suggest mine last week. I just don't remember if they gave a setting or not. They said,
let the record show.
Let the record show. We just can't find it, but somebody did suggest Hayley Kiyoko and Dominique Provost-Chokley.
We're going to take some time.
All right, we'll be back. Are we doing 15 minutes again?
We need longer.
We're going to take a little time.
We're going to take some time.
You guys won't know because it's podcast magic. Bye.
We'll be back.
All right, we are back.
We are back.
Hello.
We've been gone for 30 minutes.
We took 30 minutes to write the fanfic of our dreams.
Of your dreams.
Of your dreams.
This is about you guys. Well, and us. It's also about us.
And it's always about us. Okay, cool. Who wants to go first? I think... Ashley, what did you say before?
What? Oh, I'm ashamed how quickly this came to me.
Mine was actually surprisingly hard to write.
Mine was too, and I think it's because I had such a mundane setting. Like, being on set.
Yeah, cans is like cons yeah. is hard too.
Yeah, I think next time, like before, because last time mine was like a heist. Mm-hmm. So there's like
oh, a heist. Mine was on yeah. a vampire stakeout, so it was, yeah. yeah.
I think I mine was tricky, yeah. but yeah. it seems like Ashley had.
You guys, I'm truly so, I didn't stop writing the whole time, and I was like, ooh, this is juicy. But it's because literally the only fanfic I've ever read in my life is Harry, Hermione, Cameron fanfic, and Kaylor fanfic. So mixing Camila Cabello and Taylor Swift was so easy for me.
Cool, then why don't you hear it first?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed, though. Okay.
We did it last time.
I know, but this is something about this feels more like this is my personal thing that I like to read, and now I'm reading it to all of you guys. But I never have read fanfic of them together. Anyway, without further ado, Camler. Hashtag Camler. That's their
is that their
name. That's their ship name.
That's their ship name.
Okay.
And now for the last song of the night, I'd like to bring back a very special woman, one of my new favorite people. Camila, Taylor said as the crowd roared. They all knew what this meant. They were going to sing one of Camila's songs together, but which one? Camila blushed as she walked back onto stage, looking at Taylor, sitting in the glow of all the people in the stadium who loved her, her words, her music. Now, if you're like me, you love Havana as much as the next person. Havana's having a heart attack.
I'm not a Taylor fan, so like this is hard for me to get into.
I know. Listen, here's the thing. I think that Taylor Swift is now more problematic than usual, and she's no longer like one of my idols, but I'm just setting the scene. Okay, here. Yeah. You don't have to
take the Taylor out. It's just
I'm into Camila now. I've mm-hmm. been listening to her music.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do it from their perspective.
Here we go. Go back.
Now, I know if you're like me, you love Havana as much as the next person, but Taylor interjected before the crowd could start screaming much louder. I think my favorite song I've ever heard, one that I was honestly jealous I didn't write when I first heard it, was this one. I hope you'll sing it with me. This is, just so you guys know, I'm spot on nailing the Taylor dialogue. It's exactly how she talks. Camila couldn't believe it. There was Taylor Swift, one of her favorite, okay, close your ears so you don't hear this, one of her favorite singers, songwriters, idols, singing her words. Why did it sound different coming out of her mouth? Something must have gone wrong in my brain. Got your chemicals all in my veins, Taylor crooned as Camila looked on with awe. She forgot where she was for a moment. Taylor looked unreal. She looked beautiful? Yes, beautiful. That was undeniably it. How had she not noticed before? 45 cities touring together? How many hours in buses and rehearsals? But there it was, Camila thought to herself as Taylor began to wave at her to join in and sing. And as they sang the chorus together, something overcame Camila she didn't quite understand. Suddenly you're a fiend and you're all I need. This wasn't just admiration, it was something else.
Wait, what song is this though?
Never Be the Same.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. okay.
The best Camila song.
Go on.
Let's see, it was something else. But before Camila could process what was going on, the song ended in a blur. They were bowing and walking off stage, Taylor's arms wrapped around Camila's body. You were amazing, she shouted as they walked off stage into their separate dressing rooms. What the hell was that? Camila thought as the door shut after her. Act break. Back from commercial. Later that night, Camila was up thinking about what had happened on stage, unable to fully process it. Was it all in her head? Yes, she decided as she turned over decidedly to go to sleep, when suddenly her phone was vibrating next to her bed. What time was it? 2 a.m.? It was Taylor calling.
Ooh,
what was she calling about?
Booty call.
Could she possibly have been thinking about her too? Hello? Camila asked hesitantly. Oh my goodness, I didn't think you would actually be awake. I was gonna leave you a message, Taylor responded awkwardly. Why are you awake? Taylor said. Why are you awake? Camila shot back. Couldn't sleep. Want to come over to my trailer and make some pizza? We just had pizza. Just saying. Make some pizza.
Is that a sex thing? Is that what the kids are calling these days?
Want to come over to my trailer and make some pizza? Camila wasn't sure. I mean, yes, she wanted pizza, always. I mean, who didn't? But 2 a.m. with these new feelings felt dangerous, but what the hell? She breathed in deeply. Yeah, I'm down, she said before hanging up and heading over. Act break.
Is this your pilot?
Yeah. My agent's gonna be like, what the hell? They'd been sitting there for hours. Their legs were touching, and boy, was Camila aware of it. But what she couldn't figure out was if Taylor was aware of it. She must be, right? They were so close, and Taylor kept licking her lips. She must have feelings for me, too.
So hard for me to get into Taylor.
Just pretend.
I'm making someone else.
Jesus.
She must have had feelings for me, too, right? Camila wondered, unable to take her lips off Taylor's as she explained her love for pizza. What? Taylor said, realizing Camila was staring at her. To have pizza on my face or something? She said, turning her face towards Camila. Now they were dangerously close. Oh, Camila said, realizing she'd clearly been caught. No, it's just what? Taylor said, in what was almost a whisper. She looked so innocent, hopeful, but also there was something in her eye that wanted Camila. Camila noticed and, without thinking, leaned her body into Taylor, their faces growing closer and closer until they couldn't take it anymore. Finally, Taylor broke, grabbing Camila's face and kissed her so passionately it caught Camila by surprise.
Whoa.
Just one thing, Taylor said, breaking their kiss. Whatever you want, Camila said, ready to get back into this. Neither of us gets to write a song about this, Taylor said breathlessly. Deal, Camila replied. They wouldn't believe us anyway.
Oh, shit! Other than, like, me not being into Taylor, I could stay with the Camila part.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yeah. That I was on board
Luckily,
with.
It was mostly Camila. Did you guys like the amount of building in
there? Oh, yeah. There was a lot of buildup. I wish it was
a fucking tower.
Yeah.
We did so much building.
Yeah, there was a lot of buildup. There was...
You got a skyscraper there.
You just made so many little stands.
Yeah.
Parts burst.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All the Tumblr is doing cartwheels right now.
Please put this on Tumblr and give it lots of notes, everyone.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a good idea to put
I feel
art.
Like... Yeah. I'm embarrassed how quickly that came to me, but I do think... I don't know. I could see it happening. It's like late.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out in tour buses.
2 a.m.
Long hours.
2 a.m. Taylor, they're both so famous that it's like they can't be. What? What movie are you directing? Amanda's fake pillow fighting right now. I love shit where I think that my favorite thing about rom-coms is that there's usually like one kind of sloppy accidental kiss in the middle or some hookup, but really a rom-com ends on a kiss. And the thing that I don't like about that I like about fanfic more than erotica is fanfic is all build
up.
Oh,
it's so much build up.
It's so juicy. It's like, what is the situation and how do we get to the kiss at the end? But like, this stuff shocks me, the erotica, because it's just like, and then my hand was in her slit.
Yeah. It's like too quick. Yeah, those holy ones we read really went right into it with zero buildup.
My cheeks are flush now.
You did good. Honestly, mine doesn't have nearly as enough buildup. I was just like too focused on trying to write third person.
I'm so sorry, Kristen. I didn't mean to do this to you.
I guess I could go.
Yeah, give us some Kate Blanchett case due.
Mine is called Madam President.
Oh,
what?
Yes!
Because she's the president of the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Kate Blanchett?
Kate Blanchett.
Who is Ava DuVernay then?
She's a jury member.
And is she there?
Yes. Oh, in this fanfic? No. Yeah. Well, she is, but she's not like...
Okay. You
know. Okay. It's not a threesome.
She's directing it.
It was hour six of the Cannes film. I don't know how to say that. Okay. It was hour six of the Cannes Film Festival. Cate Blanchett sat in the middle of the press table, flanked by other jury members, poised as ever. To the right of her sat Kristen. She was younger than the other jurors, less sure of herself, yet coming into her confidence in her own way. Kristen spun a ring around her finger nervously, glancing up and squinting at the bright press lights. The PR assistant on the side pointed to a reporter in the back. Last question of the day, she said. The reporter stood up and directed his eyes towards Kate, where most of the room was already looking. Madam President, what are your hopes for the rest of the festival? He said. Kate smiled in that elegant yet chilling way she so often did, like she was in on a secret that no one else knew. Kristen stopped spinning the ring on her finger and looked up, directing her attention to the blonde goddess in the middle of the room. I guess I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised, said Kate, making eye contact with Kristen and holding it long enough to make Kristen look down and blush. With that, the line of security guards flanked the jury members and led them out past the crowds of people surrounding them. You did great up there, Kristen said, catching up with Kate on their way out after. Thanks, Kate said, composed, as she smiled for a nearby paparazzi. I don't get how you do that, Kristen said, just now noticing the photographer. Do what? Said Kate. You're always just so together, she said. Not always, said Kate, looking at Kristen and smiling, a hint of something sinister in her eyes. Right this way, Miss Stewart, Roy, Kristen's personal bodyguard, said, leading her towards her seat with his hand on the small of her back. Just as Kristen thought Kate was going to let her walk away, she stepped in, gently placing her hand where Roy's had just been. Would you like to have a drink with me? She said, with the confidence of someone who got her way often. Yeah, sure, Kristen stammered. Rather than going to the hotel bar and risking being photographed again, the two retired to Kate's suite.
Yeah, wow. They did.
Wow, Kristen breathed as she entered the pristine room. It was gorgeous. Art lined the walls, and the suite seemed to take up the entire floor.
I guess that's called a
presidential suite.
Okay.
This is spectacular.
I feel like I've never
Kristen Stewart.
I always think of Kristen Stewart, I guess. I never saw Twilight, so I'm always, like, thinking of
her as nervous and...
Well, I always think of her as, like, the top. So
I saw Twilight, I'm like, this is so Kristen Stewart in Twilight.
Yeah, I know her in the context of two.
Yeah, wait, this is amazing.
Go on.
Fit for a president, huh? Kate said, laughing and walking towards the bar. It's entirely too much, she followed up, humbly grabbing two glasses. Kristen paced the room, too nervous to sit down, touching the fabric on the couch gently and looking at Kate, unsure of what might happen next. Gin and tonic, right? Kate said. How'd you know? Kristen smiled, surprised. You seem to think I don't notice you, said Kate. It's cute, she followed up, walking towards Kristen with her drink in hand. And with that, they both knew what would happen next. Kristen took a step towards Kate and took the gin and tonic out of her hand. But do you notice me? Kate breathed, stepping closer. Carol. You must know you're impossible to ignore, said Kristen. And with that, they came together. Just wait till the end. They came together, kissing each other hastily, doing the very thing they'd been wanting to do for the past 6 hours together, acting on the electricity that had been building between the two of them, now letting it flow freely. Finally, Kristen pulled away from Kate just to whisper, you are... my Totino.
If I had an Oscar, I'd give it to you right now.
God damn it.
Fuck you. God, fuck you. That was beautiful. I'm sweating now. That was so good.
I feel like Cate Blanchett is going to end up... Next time we do this, you have to do a Cate Blanchett.
You got to do a Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, we have to do... She's going to be in it every time.
Okay, I was really nervous about writing that third person.
That was good. Okay, we don't trust you anymore when you say your shit is shit, because it's amazing. Yeah. That was so good.
I just, like, don't...
I think you could write Nicholas Sparks... type novels on the side.
Yeah, just get a pen name.
Okay. Geneva King.
Oh, yeah, Geneva King. You guys, we read my stuff last time, clearly. Yeah.
That was so good. It was like, I feel like you really got both of their
personalities.
So if you think of Kristen Stewart as a top, usually,
I'm surprised.
That
I think
you?
Of her as such a bottom.
She's such a bottom.
I think of her as a top. Well, just because I know her as like that swaggy, like lesbian, like almost like Shane. Because I've really never seen her in that many movies except for Panic Room.
In every movie, she's such a top in Panic Room.
Where she's in a room panicking. Classic cop move.
Having like a fucking...
panic attack.
No, she was like...
She was like a child, wasn't she?
She was a child. Jodie Foster had to get her medicine.
Amanda.
Jodie Foster, also a top.
Your reference for Kristen Stewart is Panic Room? Literally in every movie she's in, she's known for being like,
Isn't Jodie Foster gay too?
Yeah.
Wow. One room. Two tops.
Two tops.
Panic Room 2018.
Wait, that's a great idea.
They can't decide. They can't fuck each other because they won't let each other. And then someone whose verse gets locked in there with them.
Wow.
Threesome.
Hashtag one room, two tops.
No, that's Panic Room 3. Some.
Writing it. Yeah, that was great.
What were you worried about?
I usually write in first person, so I was very insecure about that.
Well, you did great.
Like, the Roy line, I workshopped for like 5 minutes over there.
Please, I looked down your workshop. Wait, also, why did you choose the name Roy? That's what cracked me up. Hey, you were listening to Camila too. Examples of third person writing from classic fiction.
That's my last search history.
Nice.
Guys, click over now to listen to Tipsy and Neurotic.
God, okay.
Well, mine's not as good then, because it's boring.
No one is allowed to say theirs is not as good because everyone has.
Guys, I think all of ours are very, like, we have pure Tumblr Stan. Oh, yeah. Fiction. That was like
stan fiction. Is that a term?
I don't know, but that was stan fiction.
That was stan fiction.
Fiction for only people named Stan.
All right, so mine is Hayley Kiyoko and Dominique Provost-Chuckley, who plays Waverly Earp and Wynonna Earp, who is a part of the queer couple.
Why so many descriptions? Who is a part of queer couple who both live on planet Earth. I am Zaddy Amanda, and this is brought to KCRW.
I guess I don't have a...
Read it in your Zaddy voice, the whole thing.
No, I don't have a name for this. I guess we'll just call it...
No, wait, hold on. Give me all... Perfectly.
Wait, what's the... What's the pair? Kiyoko and...
Dominique Provost-Chuckley.
And it's on Wynonna Earp?
Yeah, so she's on... we're just going to call it a dance.
Oh. A dance? I'm intrigued.
Okay.
I'd click.
Okay. Yeah, I want to know.
Is it fluff? Is it smut? What genre?
Is it stan fiction?
It's fluff. It's more like your guys's.
Yeah, we only like... What we found out is we don't like writing the dirty stuff.
Yeah, it feels
weird. We like writing the build-up.
All right, I'm going to try not to...
That's a good podcast, the build-up.
The build-up. Mm. Okay. Dominique Provost-Chuckley had never been this nervous about a guest star before. She'd been doing Wynonna Earp for now 4 seasons, and very little rattled her. But when Emily Andress had made the announcement that pop sensation Hayley Kiyoko would be acting in a scene with her, she felt her stomach flutter. She recalled seeing the Curious video for the first time with Kat Burrell in between takes, and while Kat marveled at how catchy the song was, Dom found herself feeling something more watching Hayley dance. She would later watch the video 3 times in a row alone in her trailer, realizing that the magnetism of this woman was beyond compare. She felt herself flush at the mere mention of Haley's name while the cast chatted about her upcoming appearance later in Shorty's Tavern after wrapping for the day. Dom was unable to focus when all of a sudden she heard her name shouted by Melanie. "Dom!" She snapped to and looked around to see everyone staring at her. "What?" she squeaked out. "You were miles away, weren't you, baby girl?" Melanie threw her arm around Dom playfully. "Sorry, what were we talking about?" "We were just hoping that Hayley could show me some of those dance moves," Tim said while doing his best to replicate a dance, any dance. "Oh, right," Dom said in a daze. "Are you okay?" Kat asked earnestly. "Yeah, fine, just a little nervous to do a scene with her is all," Dom said with a reassuring smile. "You're gonna kill it," Kat said a little too enthusiastically. "Just because you're kissing another woman in a scene, it's fine. I won't get jealous," she followed up with a playful grin. Dom had totally forgotten about the kiss. She had never felt this way about a woman before, which, by the way, I think I'm going to put in every single fanfic, because that was in my last one. She'd never felt this way about a woman before.
Are all the other people that you're mentioning just cast members,
yeah,
I'm assuming?
They're okay. All cast members. And that part is over. There are going to be no more mention of cast at this point.
And that part is over. So this is your act break, is what you're saying?
She had never felt this way about a woman before. "I'm a professional," she thought to herself. "I can do this. I kiss Kat practically every day. I got this." The day arrived, and an announcement was made on set that Hayley was there and waiting in her trailer. Dom thought that the professional thing to do would be to introduce herself in Hayley's trailer. They would be acting together after all. They should meet before they get onto set. Dom approached her trailer with a mountain of confidence. She knocked on the door, and as it swung open, the mountain crumbled, and she swooned at the mere sight of the pop star standing in the doorway, leaning against the frame, eating an apple. "You're Dominique, right?"
So swag, so daddy swaggy. Haley. Just eating an apple, leaning against
so
shit.
So swaggy.
Right? "You're Dominique, right?" Haley said before Dom could get a word out. "Yes, right. It me. That's me. I don't know why I said it me, but hi, yes." She said, stumbling all over her words. Haley gestured for her to come into the trailer. She followed behind Haley and could hear music playing as she got into the trailer. "Sorry," Haley apologized. "I was just practicing a dance I'm doing for a music video we're filming next week." "Oh, yeah?" Dom squeaked out. "Do you dance?" Haley asked. Dom's eyes went wide. "Kind of. She, of course, danced. She was a pro." "Oh, yeah. I saw that cheerleading dance you did in the 2nd season. "Really?" "Yeah, it was hot." Dom is straight up blushing now.
He's a fuckboy. Wow.
And IRL.
Dom was straight up blushing now. "Can you help me with this? I have to do a dance with a partner." Sure, why not? And without a beat, the music started and Haley was dancing around her in the tiny trailer. Haley grabbed Dom's hands and started to lead her in the dance, Dom completely taken with the confident woman. And then at this part, I start dancing up on the girl. Is that okay? Haley asked. Of course, Dom said.
Consent is sexy.
I had to get some consent in there. Of course, Dom said, without missing a beat. Haley danced in close to Dom, and she found her breathing beginning to get very shallow and her heart beating so fast. Was this a heart attack?
I was going to say allergic reaction, EpiPen time.
Were there any tomato vines? When does the dirt come in, Amanda?
No. Anyway, Haley could feel it too and was leaning into it. The two grinded on each other, but the sexy kind, not the gross kind.
Save the last dance, grinding.
And as the song came to an end, Haley whispered, "Now I'm supposed to dip you." Okay, Haley dipped her. Their faces close to each other, breathing heavily, Dom hungry for more. And then this would be the where I kissed the actress. But before Haley could finish the sentence, Dom pulled Haley's face in quick for a kiss. They made out hard, and then they fucked. The end. You're welcome.
Always end, and then they fucked. You're welcome.
Is that how they always end? Was that the other one?
Yeah, it was like, and then they fucked.
So each of yours has to include.
And then they fucked.
I kind of want all of mine to end with the "You are my Totino."
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, that was great. What that the hell great. Were...
Like, yours are always very, very self-aware.
Yeah, which is funny. They're always a little bit of Amanda, which is great. Yeah. Not the gross kind.
They get more tight.
They started grinding, but not the gross kind.
The Amanda-proof kind.
What is the gross kind?
Like the very like
middle
drunk,
school...
Yeah, middle school, like...
Boner on your back. Oh my gosh, I remember
before I had grinded... Did I already tell this story on this podcast?
Wait, I don't think so, because I'm so thrilled to hear a story... That starts with before I had grinded.
Was this BG or this AG is, after grinder? This was BG before grind. So this was in middle school before I had grinded with anyone, but like when people were just starting to grind. And this boy came up to me and tried, because you know how like boys didn't even ask, they just like walked over dick first. So this boy walked over and started trying to grind with me, and I moved away, and I was like, no, I don't want to dance, because I was nervous. And then he goes, "What are you, a lesbian?" And I was like I was having feelings for a minute, so I felt like so like found out and seen.
Oh,
and
no.
So like I blushed so hard, and everyone was like, "Wait, what, are you a lesbian?" And I was like, "No." What?
Wait, how old were you?
This was in middle school. I must have been in like, I don't know, like fifth or sixth grade. I don't know. What's middle school?
Yeah.
It's seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah, I think so I was like in sixth grade or something.
Oh, God.
11 to 13, because you start.
I'm trying to think of the first time I grinded. I went to a Christian school where there was no dancing and no dances. So it must have been at like my cousin's birthday party or something like that. Like, truly.
Picturing with your cousin.
No.
I went to an all-girls Catholic school, and we for sure grinded.
With each other?
On girls? Girl
no,
on girl grinding?
Was, they,
oh, you had like mixers. Oh,
yeah, we had mixers.
Boo,
yeah.
You got us all excited. Both of us were like, on girls?
Like, nice.
Okay, but
what are the rules of grinding when you're grinding with another girl? Because like guy on girl grinding, it's definitely more on the guy.
There's definitely a top and a bottom with grinding.
It's like a spoon.
Yeah, yeah. And I like
Amanda,
to be,
you said that as if it was like a baking factor.
I like to be the bottom, and I like to feel like sexy and like grind on someone.
The top grinding.
I don't like to be I keep just like
guys, oh my god, they keep touching each other.
The top in grinding is the person who's
there's
like
one person
there.
Who's
the
like
tree.
The tree. Yeah, who's
we both did the same thing and said the tree.
They're like, who's like
tree squirrel.
Yeah. The tree's main purpose is to stay sturdy as the squirrel moves. The tree's main purpose is to just not move and provide a steady base.
So you're the squirrel.
I like to be the squirrel. I don't like to be the tree.
Amanda, you have a preference for grinding?
I think I like to be the tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like to be the tree?
No, I...
Did you see that for me then?
Yeah,
see, like, I hate that we made the metaphor a squirrel, because now I'm picturing me just like running around someone's body as I grind. just like crawling up their leg.
It can't be like a tree and a sexy woman. Yeah. It's a tree and Molly Shannon from Superstar.
What is a better
okay,
word?
Here's the thing about grinding. I like to be neither. Because when I'm the tree, I feel like I'm too much of a bottom to actually be the tree, but often I have to be that person and I feel really weird about it because I don't know what to do with my hands.
Oh, like, because your girlfriend is definitely a squirrel.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? When you're the tree, you're not just a tree. You have to stand there and also be sexy by placing your hand in a sexy way on
someone. I feel like the only like compromise is like front facing grinding.
Oh, I cannot do that. When you're a good squirrel, it's...
That means you're tree though.
No, you're squirrel.
I literally let my girlfriend do that with Damon.
I wish you guys could see my hand motions right now.
It's like almost like clapping.
A wave clap. You just said that so giddy. You were clearly picturing another squirrel.
I'm just saying I do prefer to be the only squirrel.
Not by squirrel. We're working on it. Tree or squirrel is, we have to make that merch. I know the rest of this is a joke, but that's fucking hilarious to me. And I'm sure we're the only people who have talked about that in relation grinding.
Yeah. It's hard. I've had to do that before, though. And I do agree. It's like, you have to just, I feel so,
you have to hold someone.
It's like, I feel so masculine when I'm being the tree.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of, I don't mind that part, actually. It's just like, I feel like I'm often more the masculine one in a relationship. However, I'm completely insecure and like not
that's capable just went to a dark
of being the, not in like a terrible way, but just in a, like, I feel like being the masculine one is like kind of like, you just have to be hard, and I'm not that hard. I'm kind of soft inside.
I feel like there was a, I feel like I would, if you get some drinks at me, I'm for sure a tree.
Do you not feel that pressure though? Maybe I just gotta,
I think that I, cause I love, I love placing hands. Oh.
We have to make this a video podcast.
Hands.
Between the clapping squirrel movement and the placing
See,
hands.
I think I'm a pretty good dancer, and I think the squirrel is where the dancing really
it is
elevated.
Oh, see, I don't think I'm that good of a dancer, which is why I'm like, I'll take the tree.
Here's a fun fact just for this podcast. Part of the reason I did the I learned how to dance in 30 days was because I felt so uncomfortable being a tree.
You were a great dancer in that, too.
I learned how to dance. But I was much more a squirrel than that. Thank you, though.
Oh, yeah, you were 100% a squirrel in that.
Have you and your girlfriend ever switched? Has she ever tried to be a tree?
Yeah, but she's just a better dancer, period.
Sure.
I also don't feel comfortable in a super feminine role of being the squirrel. So
You guys should just take one time. Just see what happens.
What's
just
in get between real a squirrel and a tree? Time.
What?
What's in between a squirrel and a tree that you could be? A bush?
A branch?
A pole? What's that pole? A telephone pole. I'll be the electrical thing in between a telephone pole.
Electrical line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's kind of bendy. It doesn't have to be super solid or super squirmy. What is that just in like the gay community? What is that called when you're not really like a top or a bottom?
First, I guess.
Man,
I don't know. Nice. I feel that way too, though. Like, I think
we know you like being a squirrel. It's pretty clear.
Okay,
now.
Yeah, I know. No, but I'm talking like gender or what? Oh, not gender, but like masculine, feminine. Like, I feel more feminine normally, more comfortable being feminine. But then sometimes when I dress more masculine, I feel like super insecure.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm more comfortable being more masculine, and then when I dress more feminine, like I can't really wear dresses anymore. I feel too weird.
And I feel weird if I wear, like, a button-up.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I wear, like, a button-up tucked into something high-waisted, as the bis do.
Those bis.
But you know what? If I go too masculine, like, even a fully, like, real button-up, then it feels weird, too. What is this called? Like, chapstick lesbian, I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because although I haven't done it in a while, but I do love dresses. I think the only reason I don't wear them
You do both well.
Yeah, the only reason I don't wear them is because I don't like to have a purse with me, so I need pockets. Mm. So if I have a dress with pockets, I'm fucking set.
I'm fucking set. I'm ready for anything.
Have I seen you in like a full suit? Have you seen me in a full suit?
My body wouldn't lend well to a full suit.
Oh, I thought you wore a suit to...
You look good in like a full button up, though.
I wore, like, I feel like a nice suit would be nice on you.
Not my body type, though. It just doesn't work with my body type, in my opinion.
Have you ever had a tailored suit?
You fucking think I'm made of money?
No, let's do a video for it. Okay, so
I don't know if I honestly don't know if I would feel comfortable in a tailored suit. I think that's too masculine.
I like a suit if I wear, like, something, like a low body suit under it.
Yeah.
And, like, a red lip.
Sure.
That's, like, how I like a suit.
That's how Kate Blanchett would wear a suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's too masculine for me. That makes me uncomfortable, actually. The idea of wearing a suit.
It's so, like, dumb how all these things factor into, like, our psyches when we're getting dressed every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, even this cut of this tank top I was wearing, I was like, I feel like this is masculine.
Really?
I don't think it's masculine at all. Shoulders are scientifically the most sexy part of a person's body.
What?
Like, yeah. This is my favorite fact to tell everyone.
Oh, that sucks. My shoulders suck.
I like my
clavicle.
It's
the revelation of shoulders. So when you go from here, more than, like, if I showed you my boobs right now, like, showing that, it, like, triggers something in someone. So often in movies, you'll see someone.
What about the clavicle? That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. I like my clavicle. I didn't have nice clavicles before. Now I do.
I feel like that's the look.
That's a terrible thing for a podcast.
One knows what's going on.
They couldn't see my squirrel movie either. So.
Huh. Well, okay, that's cool. I think actually the three of us are kind of all in the center of, like, masculinity, femininity. Probably in a triangle. We're the charmed ones, but for sexuality.
Perfect.
Well, this has been fun.
Great. Cool. So if you guys want to see us or hear us,
go to datamander.com.
No! God damn it. If you want to hear us do more fan fiction, please tweet at us at hashtag queerafrights and give us a pairing of two people that none of which are us.
But Amanda
secretly really wants to read some podcast.
If you guys
think about us,
if you guys read,
you're smiling so big right now.
She responded to one of my tweets today and was like, "Guys, no one write about us. If you do, I guess we'll read it, but no one do it."
No, I didn't say that. I said we won't write about us, but if you do, we'll read it.
We're all happy until cut to 2 weeks from now.
I know we're like, reading something horrifying about our slits.
Oh God.
No.
So we won't write about ourselves, but give us...
I actually am really curious how it goes down with the three of us.
You were the one who suggested it last time. You were like, it happens at a podcast.
Did I?
Yeah, you were drunk. That's why you don't remember.
Okay, I remember the podcast.
What did I say?
No, I mean, we said a lot of things.
But I said it would happen at a podcast.
Yeah, you were like, it probably happened at a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually when the three of us are together.
That's true. So give us a pairing and give us a setting and get creative with the settings, because the more creative you are, the more creative we are.
And don't forget to hashtag #QueerAFRight so we make sure we see it.
And don't forget to donate to our Indiegogo for Carol's a Demon so that we can make that really fun show, Carol's a Demon. And
also, please tell us if you're a squirrel or a tree.
Yes, please tweet at us if you're a squirrel or a tree. Hashtag tree or squirrel. Also, everyone, thank you so much for listening. This has been super fun to do, and it's so cool to when you guys tweet at us and tell us about what you like about the podcast. If you can rate it, we also read all of that stuff too, and it's super helpful. We're trying to get it on Spotify. We don't really know how to do it. I tried to do it drunk last time,
and I don't think I did it right. So.
But yeah, someday it'll happen. Is so nice to be talking to you guys. So really, thank you for listening, though.
Yeah. Cool.
That's cute.
if you want to find me, Zeddy Amanda, you can find me at Awkward Holland on social media.
If you want to find me, Ashley Perez, you can find me at datamanda.com.
Jesus Christ.
Or ITS Ashley Perez.
That domain is not taken yet. So.
We're about to buy it. Or someone buy it for us and then we'll put stuff on there.
And if you want to find me, your step Zaddy, you can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
Because Kirsten King has still has given it up.
You can also tweet at her and tell her to give it up.
But in a nice way.
Yeah.
Bye.
Don't harass anybody.
Anyways. Bye.
Okay, bye.